Hello, our morning struggle early birds.
Yeah. Hey, we wanted to let everybody know of a change to the podcast. Mm-hmm. We are doing away with our paid subscription.
Yep.
We started this to just be better. You guys started joining us to be better. And we want to give everybody everything. So everything free all the time. Thanks for being part of the Morning Struggle family. So enjoy all three episodes a week. Activate.
This week's research was a roller coaster.
Well, you sent me the topics, like manifesting, like the TV show about the airplane. It's perfect. I love that show. It's
no,
easy.
That's manifest. Done. That's manifest.
That's manifest destiny.
You're bringing it to you.
It's a manifest destiny.
Well, you know that I have some hard and fast rules about the universe and what I think happens with it bringing stuff to you.
The threefold rule. You want to tell everybody about the threefold rule real quick?
Yeah. So the idea is that whatever you put into the world, it'll come back to you three times stronger. So threefold. So if you put good things in the world, good things will come back to you three times. If like three times is powerful, right? But if you do bad things, it'll come back to you threefold.
Which I thought was just hocus pocus. And that's just not a great movie. It's also a bunch of whatevers. And
get out of studio. Get out of the studio.
But it's true. The crazy stuff that you talk about and you do for us, it works. I don't know how it works. I don't know why it works, but it just works. So anyway, just believe Jessie when she says things come back to you threefold.
Yep.
So you need to manifest this.
Yes.
Like The Secret. Like back in the day when you said, I'm going to do a vision board and put all my Lamborghinis on the vision board and my big giant mansion. And then I'm going to put my YouTube funnel channels ad out there.
Funnel channels?
And it's going to get me a bunch of money.
Well, and that's what I'm going to talk about in the science. This is why this was a roller coaster.
Okay. But it really does. Positive thinking brings you positive results.
And that's the show, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. So we're going to talk about some history. We're going to talk about some science. We're going to talk about some coffee. We're going to talk about an action plan.
Yeah.
And so let's just get rolling right into it.
This day in history.
All right. I've been less cool single story histories lately and more single list of multiple items thing lately. So today we're going to talk about the 8 luckiest people ever to exist on Earth.
Ooh.
And this was highly researched from one of the magazines that I look at online. We won't say which one.
Fair enough.
I can't even remember. It doesn't even say here. But anyway, you ready? Number one. So these are luckiest people on Earth. Number one, Joan R. Rinther. Ginther. Ginther? Ginther. Do you know what she did? She won the lottery. You know how lucky you have to be to win the lottery?
That's true.
1 in 200 million people.
Whoa.
That's it. Number two. No, I'm just kidding. She won the lottery once. The first time. $5.4 million.
Okay.
Oh, she won it again. 10 years later. $2 million.
What?
Well, wait, there's more. 2 years after that, won $3 million.
Holy cow.
And then at the end, won a staggering $10 million. That's a lot of millions of dollars,
That's
folks.
A profession at this point, when you're winning the lottery that many times.
She had to have been cheating or doing The Secret like crazy.
Yeah, she just has a lot of vision boards just about the lottery.
A lot of vision boards about the lottery. Next one, Tsutomu Yamaguchi.
Okay.
He survived 2 nuclear bomb explosions.
What?
Yep.
How do you find yourself in 2 nuclear bomb
That's
explosions?
That's a crazy story. So how many nuclear bombs have there been dropped by the U.S.? 2. He got to both of them. He got tickets to both.
He got tickets to both.
So this is pretty sad, actually. So he worked for the Mitsubishi Heavy Industry Company.
Okay.
And during one of his visits to Hiroshima, the U.S. dropped the first nuclear bomb.
Oh.
He survived but was a little injured. So he went home to Nagasaki. That's where we dropped the second bomb. So later in his life, he became a big proponent of nuclear disarmament.
Yeah.
And
yeah, absolutely.
Rightfully so.
He has hit up every single nuclear bomb that has occurred on the Earth.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
No, there's been some dirty bombs. But anyway. but he died at the ripe old age of 93.
Oh, no joke.
So good for him. The next one. I like this one. Bill Morgan.
Okay.
Back from the dead and lucky as ever. So he was in a car accident, and he was dead for 14 minutes.
Whoa.
Then he...
Wait a minute. Hold on. You and I both know that How was he
they
dead?
They just said he was probably in cardiac arrest. Traumatic cardiac arrest for 14 minutes.
But 14 minutes is a long time your brain not to have oxygen.
So they brought him back. He was in a coma. Okay. His family took him off life support. Whoa. He survived for 12 more days off of life support and then woke up.
Whoa.
But that's not the end of it. To celebrate his newfound life, okay, he went and bought a scratcher ticket and won a car worth $27,000.
What?
I know. That's great, huh? But there's more.
Okay.
I feel like an infomercial. Yeah, but there's more. So a local news station wanted to reenact his story.
No.
So during his reenactment, he scratched a new lottery ticket and won $250,000 during the news story. So that one was great.
Whoa.
Yep.
Hold on. Could you imagine making that decision to take your loved one off of life support and then they live
and he wakes up
and they wake up?
My bad.
That is a movie. Yep. Some Hades is mad right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Hades is mad at this guy. So next one, Frane Selak.
Okay.
I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's Croatian or something. Yeah, he's Croatian. He cheated death 7 times. And we're not talking about small deaths. We're talking about big ones.
What?
Yeah, death was after him. And he said, I'm just a sneaky devil. I'm gonna let you take me. In 1962,
okay,
he was on a train that derailed and flipped off the tracks, crashing into a freezing river.
Whoa.
Yes, he was pulled to safety, but 17 other people died.
Huh.
A year later, just 1 year,
okay,
his very first plane ride, he's probably getting on the plane to go somewhere fun, maybe see some family. He was blown out of a malfunctioning door.
What?
Fell out of the airplane and landed in a haystack. The plane ended up crashing and killing 19 people.
Oh my
gosh. He flew out the door into a haystack.
Into a haystack.
Yeah. 3 years later, in 1966, he was in a bus, skidded off the road into a river, drowning 4 passengers.
Oh my goodness.
He swam in safety. 2 years after that, he was trying to teach his youngest son how to hold a gun, and he shot himself in the nether regions. Didn't die. Had to have some things removed, but didn't die.
Oh my gosh.
In 1970 and 73, he got into 2 car accidents. Where his car caught fire. How many times have you been in a car accident where your car just spontaneously catches on fire? Doesn't happen that often. Happened to him twice.
Jeez.
95, he was struck by a bus.
Okay, what?
And then this is a crazy one. He was driving, then in 19, a year later after that, so we're talking maybe the 80s, he was driving and a United Nations truck swerved and kind of hit him,
mm-hmm,
and it was at a mountainous road with those guardrails that go around the end.
No.
So his car hit a guardrail, but he wasn't wearing his seatbelt, so he was ejected into a tree, and his car fell 300 feet into a ravine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was a spy, and they were trying to murder him, and he was the Bond of Croatians.
Probably. I think that some people the universe is just playing with them and having some fun, because on his 73rd birthday, he won $1.1 million in the Croatian lottery. So,
if anyone deserved it, it's this guy.
Yeah, so there you go. We got just a few more. Concetta, okay. Anticio, Antico. Yeah. We'll call her Antico. I'm really bad on names this morning. They're hard. They're not my normal names. She's a tetrachromat. Do you know what a tetrachromat is?
Nope.
Okay, so we talked about colors a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
So we have cones, millions of little cones in our eyes.
Right.
And there's 3 types of cones, mm-hmm, for the 3 colors, okay, primary colors, right? Well, lizards, birds, insects, fishes, they have a 4th type of cone. So they can see into the ultraviolet spectrum.
Is she a superhero?
She can see in the ultraviolet spectrum.
Oh, what?
And she says normal people don't get to see any color. The world is much more beautiful than that. How does she know how we can see? That'd be like us saying dogs don't get to see a pretty, pretty world because they can't see red. Can they not see red? Dogs don't have a certain cone. They have those cones when they get fixed. That's it.
A good point, but that's amazing. So, how does that even happen?
I don't know.
Because you can't...
It's a DNA defect, like a genetic defect.
That she got something more?
Yeah, it's because all that code, I think there's a lot of DNA code that just never turned on in our bodies. We don't need it. We don't need to see an ultraviolet, like a lizard or a bird.
I do.
Well, it's nice, don't get me wrong.
But it won't make you survive or
something. It won't make you survive, yeah. But if you're fighting Predator, it's nice. Do you remember Predator could see? He could see ultraviolet.
Right there.
Oh, he's heat seeking. He was a heat seeking guy. Anyway, she's just lucky because she can see a more beautiful world than all of us.
That's cool.
All right. The last one, Fidel Castro. Do you know him? Who Fidel Castro is?
I have a rough idea, sure.
He was a dictator in Cuba.
Yeah.
He was a lucky guy. I think he had a vision board. He had to have. He was a dictator of a country. He tried to be assassinated 630 times. They tried to assassinate him 630 times.
Do you think he had like a little, like, where he puts a mark on the board? He's like, ha ha, didn't get me.
Probably. Yeah. He was probably provoking the whole situation.
He's like, come at me.
I'm not doing anything Tuesday, assassins. So they say that the U.S. CIA, mafia, and his own mistress tried to kill him, among a lot of others, if 630 times.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people trying to kill you.
Yeah, they poisoned his cigars. They gave him exploding cigars. They laced stuff with LSD. They had poisonous hypodermic needles that they tried to stick him with. They tried to shoot him. Everything.
How did he survive? This is crazy.
He's Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
He's tough. He's tough stuff. He was tough stuff. That's it.
How did he die? Did someone finally complete it?
I actually don't know how Fidel Castro died. So, but
could you imagine being the guy that did it?
They'd throw you a parade.
Yeah, they would.
Parade.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody comes out. And you just walk down the street.
They give you your own character on Assassin's Creed, the video game.
You could.
Yeah. So,
oh my goodness. Anyway, that's crazy.
That's my history segment.
That's crazy.
So those are the luckiest people. And how did they get so lucky? They believed that they were lucky. Mm-hmm. No, those people were just lucky.
It just happened. Lucky. You don't believe you're going to fall into a haystack being sucked out of a plane.
Every time I get sucked out of a plane, I go, please land on something soft. And I bring it to me. I positive think.
Just manifest
like,
it.
All right.
Manifesting some hay.
where's that pillow factory? Come on. Come on, pillow factory.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. There you go.
That's amazing.
Okay. But honestly, this actually works.
It does actually work.
Bringing in the positive energy really does change your outlook. We're going to talk about what it does to your brain.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, what it does to your psyche.
Yeah.
All right.
It's more psyche.
More psyche-based than brain-based today. And then we'll do some action plans so we can be luckier and we can win the lottery multiple times.
Exactly.
Done. Here we go.
Okay, so manifesting is the idea that we can use our mind to influence physical changes in our environment.
Okay.
Pretty simple,
right? Pretty simple. Are you going to talk about the newsletter? Don't you talk about the newsletter or the giveaway right here?
No, I talk about it before the coffee segment. Oh. I have it written. I have it highlighted.
Oh, my gosh.
Highlighted?
I'm stepping ahead. That was a teaser.
But we can talk about it now.
Yeah, let's talk about it now.
So we have a newsletter that I have been working very hard on.
Uh-huh.
Probably too hard.
Too hard.
But that's okay.
You don't have to read it. Just open it up. Just open it. Jesse.
There's some cute pictures in it. But on our website, and what is the website?
TheMorningStruggle.podbean.com.
Exactly. So if you go there, it has all of our links. Things for merchandise. There's the newsletter sign up. It's just through MailChimp, so it's nothing crazy, right? But we have the newsletter. And then if you want to be put into a raffle.
Yep. Join the raffle.
Join the raffle. It could be a hat. It could be a sticker. It could be something I made. Who knows?
Who knows what you're going to get in the mail if you win?
But how you get into this raffle is you email me.
Or you sign up for the newsletter.
I don't know that I can see.
Don't worry. Everybody, if you just sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to put you in the raffle too.
Okay.
But send an email to themorningstrugglepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And Jesse will respond.
Yes, I'll respond. You could send me your questions. You could say, hey, what's up? Some tips or things that you're doing. Like, give us an update on if you've taken on any of these habits. It'd be really cool to actually hear from you guys.
How many times you've won the lottery? Anything you want to tell us. It's perfect.
You could get a homemade hat from me.
It's perfect.
I'm very excited.
That's someone's going to get gonna a answer hat. This. I'm emailing you right now. I'm typing it in. Dear Jesse. All right. So what do we got for our science?
Okay. So manifesting, again, is the idea that we take our mind and it influences our environment to bring us what we want. This has been rebranded so many different times. We have the law of attraction, like the idea of the secret with the vision boards and things like that. So it's been rebranded a lot of times. And this is where the roller coaster comes in of my journey through research. On hour 3, because this took way longer than it should have, I realized that that there is a lot of people who use manifesting that are more likely to claim bankruptcy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and are more likely to be duped by a money scheme.
Oh, no. It's because they're just manifesting money. You got to manifest more than that.
Well, and that was one of the things, was that if you're just trying to manifest money or riches or that kind of thing, you really need to pay attention to why you're manifesting what you're manifesting, because otherwise you could be duped by these people or have bankrupt. I mean, it has a lot to do with the money. So I'm going to tell you.
I'm guessing it's desperation. If you're, a lot of people are probably doing the, I really need luck money to come into my life. It's out of desperation.
Yeah.
Is that why?
And it's a different, element. So let me tell you how you can get it to work.
Oh, so those normal people are just doing it wrong. You do it right and you don't get duped.
Well, and yes. So that is just it, is it's having a good reason why and being able to put the work in. So my idea of you get what you put into the universe kind of thing. That is still accurate. My psyche is still stable. Fantastic.
Okay, so if you want people to be nicer to you,
be nice.
You be nice to everybody, mm-hmm. and odds are that secret-esque or manifestation will come back to you.
Yeah, because you're putting steps into it. Okay. So let me tell you the exact way to do this.
Oh, I just thought of something, though.
What?
Because if you're wanting people to just give you something for nothing, the universe is going to make you give up your stuff for free.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah. So if you're wanting a bunch of people to give you money, you also have to give up money.
Oh, okay.
So do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
It's a balance.
Okay.
The universe is a balance, and she doesn't see desperation necessarily.
Well, the universe is a female?
Oh, yeah, she is.
This is...
Oh, girlfriend's got... She's beautiful. Have you
seen? Sorry, gentlemen. This is a very sexist show.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen, like, galaxies?
Yeah.
They're amazing.
I agree.
They probably don't have a gender. Here we go. Growth mindset. If you have a growth mindset, obviously you're manipulating your environment, and therefore you're getting the things. Because what you're doing is you're working towards something.
So you want to build.
Yeah. So you want to build.
Like build yourself. Build a better you. You want to build up things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're building skill as well. So if I really want to become an opera singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way, by the way. But if I did, I would have to actually go sing.
Right.
That would be really important.
So you're manifesting is not just have my agent call me and have me go to the Met. It would be, I'm going to build myself into the world's best opera singer.
Yes.
Okay.
And then bingo, bango, the universe gives you a opera singer opportunity.
Okay. Right.
Cool. Okay. So as you work towards this, we start to figure out that luck, because what is luck? Do you know the exact
quote?
We did
an episode on luck.
Uh-huh. What is it? Do you remember the two elements of luck?
No, you got to remind me.
It's preparation.
Preparation.
Meets opportunity.
Meets opportunity. I knew that. Mm-hmm. That's...
So, yeah. Okay. Oh, I know. Wow.
So, preparation meets opportunity. That's luck.
Yeah. So, the preparation is where that growth mindset and the opportunity oftentimes is kind of just lucky. Mm-hmm. But you find yourself in certain situations because you've worked really hard to get in those situations.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So manifesting kind of is luck, but it also is this growth mindset. Also, self-fulfilling prophecies.
Ooh, tell me about that.
So you believe it will happen, so it does.
You believe something happens, so it does.
Yeah.
And why? Like, does it actually turn it into making it happen, or do you just notice it happening? What is the...
Well, so humans are really shifty.
We're shifty devils.
So... As we go along in our world, we have micro decisions, whether that's in our behavior or our action or how we get to work or whatever the things are, right?
Thousands of decisions every day.
Thousands of decisions. And so if we believe that we are going to die early, okay, or get in a car wreck on the way to work, if we're super scared of that, we're going to have micro decisions that might lead us into that.
Because that's what we're thinking about.
Yeah, because
we're manifesting it.
We are manifesting it because if we're so scared we're going to get a car accident, we'll probably be more anxious. We'll be more distracted. We'll be too aware, whatever the things are that will...
Too aware when you're driving.
No, but like if you're trying to see everything...
You're not looking at the road. I get it.
Yeah. So that's a self-fulfilling prophecy and humans are notorious for that.
Okay.
Okay. So a million micro decisions lead us to where we're going there.
Okay.
It also has to do with the lens that you view the world through. So... Catalino Algo.
Why did we choose a bunch of
Eastern
European names today?
That's my man right there.
Dr. Fredrickson.
Dr. Fredrickson. They did a whole slew of studies about the view that, or the lens that you view through actually really depicts how your world shakes out. Because if you see the world as a generally happy, positive place, you're more likely to seek out positivity.
Sure. Okay.
Right? So if I'm driving down the road, because I wave at everybody.
And nobody waves back.
I have a solid like 20% of wavers. Just,
I'm gonna interject and give you some personal information, Jesse. Yeah. She waves at everybody.
Everybody.
She gets maybe one or two waves back a month. Mm-hmm. Thousands of waves. Thousands of waves. Maybe one or two waves back. Number two, if she gets coffee from a coffee shop with a plastic cup, the lid is always broken and will drip on her.
Every time.
I think that she just says that and it's manifesting. And she, it's like going off the, like her lip, like she doesn't know how to drink. But she doesn't want to say she doesn't know how to drink out of those cups. Mm-hmm. So we just give you some education on it. But no, legit. Every time she gets one of those cups, it drips out the bottom. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Again, a universe is...
I'm not even squeezing it.
A universe is practical joke on you. So anyway, there you go.
She thinks it's funny. Yeah. She thinks it's funny. She's like, watch this. The lid doesn't work again.
Sorry, tangent. Go.
No, it's so amazing. Yeah. So my waving, I believe that someone's going to wave back at me.
Right.
And that in a neighborhood, people wave at each other. Right. I believe that. And so I'm going to keep waving. And eventually people, I mean, I've had a higher uptick this month. I don't know what it is.
Three waves? Three wave backs?
Yes, that's exactly.
Okay, all right.
But I see the world more positively.
Eventually it will work. Eventually people will just say, Jessie's nice. She's going to wave. Oh, I feel better. And then they'll wave at somebody and it's exponential on the growth.
We're waving. Everybody's waving at each other.
So shoulders are so buff. We'll be known as the buff shoulder town because of our waving.
But part of that is when they don't wave at me, that I don't make a big stink about it. I don't feel rejected. I don't go like, well,
they're manifesting
a jerk.
Anger.
Exactly.
And hatred towards people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the how you view the world absolutely creates action and then creates further action, which affects your environment. So that would be manifesting, right?
That's manifesting.
And then because I'm so positive, I'm also happier. I'm happier than all of you.
Oh, good. This came from Dr. Fredrickson.
Yeah, he said, Jesse is happier than all of you.
Yeah.
No, but if you are happier, it's Barbara. Dr. Barbara Fredrickson. Oh, I like Barbara.
Wait, there's...
Do you think she calls herself Barbie?
Probably. Everybody does
Dr.
now.
Dr. Barbie.
Well, they did until the new movie came out, and then it was so... cliche.
It was too much.
But this is the same Dr. Fredrickson.
Because these studies, like I said, this was a rabbit hole of a research.
Okay.
So by hour three, I was so stoked that Dr. Fredrickson had done some research to reinforce my threefold.
Her name's Barb. Dr. Barb Fredrickson.
Barbara.
Okay.
Is what they have on here. But I feel like she's clever. I feel like they call her Dr. Barbie.
I like it.
I love it. So happiness. If you are happier, you are more likely to get yourself out of a situation creatively. So you're just more creative in general.
Okay, so you're less stuck in your situations.
Yeah, your problem solving is better. Generally, more happy, obviously. Positives attract is kind of Dr. Fredrickson's idea. So if I keep waving at people, same concept, they'll start waving back and so on and so forth.
So if you're looking for a relationship and you're fun and exciting, you're going to attract a fun and exciting partner.
Yeah. If you're mopey and kind of angry, you'll probably find a mopey and angry partner.
Oh, they're the best partners though.
I was like, how did you find a partner that was so happy?
Wait, what? I'm nice and happy.
You are mopey Magoo.
Everybody,
sometimes.
Write Jessie at the Morning Struggle Podcast at Gmail and let her know how much fun I am.
And then you'll get put in the raffle.
And then you manifest some hats.
Some homemade hats.
Keep going.
You also get more opportunities when you're happy. So if you're positive towards and happy,
That's researched.
Yeah. So I'm not saying happy like you have to paste a smile on your face all the time. I'm saying happy as in like you see the world as generally positive.
You have to actually be happy. You can't just pretend to be happy.
Yeah. So if you're seeing the world as more positive as you go through the world, more opportunities will. Not only will you see them, but they'll offer themselves to you. Opportunities.
And it's researched by Dr. Fredrickson.
Barbie Fredrickson is what we're going to call her. And then you just have better relationships. If you have better relationships, you have more support. If you find yourself in a pickle, you have more resources to get out of that pickle. Why do people say that, the pickle thing?
You got in a pickle?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a baseball thing. You get in the pickle. But maybe back in the day, they had giant pickles or something, like dinosaur days?
And people got like stuck in the, I'm in a pickle.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, actually.
That's amazing.
Maybe we'll do an episode on pickles.
We'll do an episode on pickles.
Okay.
Perfect. So does that 100% makes sense?
That makes sense.
If you want more money, if you want better relationships, you are manifesting them, and you're doing a million micro decisions to get to wherever you're at. So if you are more positive and you are more happy, the environment will give that back to you.
So, and it's researched. Yes. We don't know why or how or what happens in your brain.
Yeah.
It does work, though, which is just crazy.
Isn't that fantastic?
In the action
plan,
are you going to tell us how to actually manifest?
Yeah, how to actually put this into practice. Yeah.
And do it the right way.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So let's do a quick coffee segment, and then let's learn how to manifest.
I drank pots and pots and pots and pots of strong black coffee, trying to keep my sleepy soul awake. But the sleepiness still comes along, and when it does, it's fast and strong. I end up with a bad case of the shakes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go into the coffee review.
Yes.
Or a coffee segment.
This is a segment.
We're not doing a review of coffee. We're doing an info session.
Yeah, and I figured since we're kind of going a little woo-woo, right, with the universe.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going full woo-woo now.
Okay.
Okay, so our coffee segment is coffee potion additions. This is scientific, babe.
Is it pumpkin spice? You just drip more pumpkin spice into the pumpkin spice?
That's one of the elements.
Okay, let's. I'm excited.
So the whole idea is that you're taking your potion.
What's a potion?
A potion.
An elixir?
An elixir. Something like our coffee.
A concoction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your morning coffee, your morning tea. You're taking this thing, you're preparing it, you're going to ingest it into your body.
Okay, that's a potion.
That's a potion.
All right.
So you take your coffee, you take a nice base element like I do, and I don't tarnish it with cream.
What's a base element?
Base element. So your coffee, your tea, your whatever the...
You're just product.
Yeah.
Boiled water.
The boiled water that you have put things into to make it taste different.
So you got boiled water and you throw in the coffee beans in the big giant pot over the open fire.
Yeah.
And you cackle while you stir it. Is that what we're talking about?
And your little cat has to walk around your feet.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
I know where we're going with this one, everybody. Jesse's turning us all into witches.
Yeah. And here's the thing. This is fantastic. So come on board.
Okay.
Okay. So we have additives that represent certain things. And I'm kind of teasing, but it doesn't really matter because if you believe it, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It comes true.
Yeah.
So additives, like you spray things on the coffee beans?
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. So it's things that you add to specifically your coffee that will make it more magical.
Okay. All right. Yep.
So I'm going to go first with pumpkin spice because you brought it up.
I thought I was joking.
You're not.
Oh my gosh.
It's pumpkin spice.
It's
everybody.
It's past pumpkin spice season.
That is never
all right,
a thing.
So you sprinkle more pumpkin spice on your coffee
so
beans.
So if you add, well, into your actual coffee, they have like little creamers and things that are their pumpkin spice.
Okay.
It is earth magic. So if you want to be more grounded, more attached to the earth, that kind of a thing, it's also a healing element.
Yep.
And, joy and bounty.
Okay. So if you want to be more grounded, you put in pumpkin spice, which
pumpkin
has
spice.
Nothing to do with pumpkins.
No, but it's true. It's actually a conglomerate of other spices. But think about it. If you're like smelling it and you're thinking about the idea of like, ooh, I'm more grounded. There's a love,
all
joy
right,
and bounty.
I'll give you that one.
You're putting on that lens, and then that lens is how you go into the world.
I get you. I'll agree with that.
So
one.
You will absolutely add these.
So pumpkin spice,
potion additives. Yeah. Pumpkin spice. Caramel.
Caramel, okay.
Which is delicious in all situations, but it represents spirituality, strength in hard times.
Okay.
Okay, and breaking curses. So if you're if you're finding yourself in a curse,
yeah, if you're
just add some caramel.
How do you know the no waving back is not a curse? How do you know someone didn't hex you?
That's true. I could be invisible.
Yes, you
to
need,
them.
You need to drink more caramel.
I do, absolutely.
Okay. So caramel is breaking a curse.
Uh-huh. Or strengthen hard times.
All right.
Okay. We have raspberries.
Okay.
So like a raspberry. So it's a wall of attraction. So
ooh.
If you're like, ooh, like, hey, this is... Like
wave
drawing,
at
drawing,
me.
Yeah,
you get the
drawing things towards you.
Okay.
It can also banish the bad things.
Whoa!
Banish
not only
it.
Draws good things, but banishes bad things.
Mm-hmm.
What can't raspberries do?
I know. It's sunshine and warmth.
Okay.
Just like summertime.
Okay.
And it wards off negative energy.
Let's start drinking raspberry infused coffee. Raspberries are the best.
And they have like creams and stuff, so okay. It makes it a little more palatable than just throwing a raspberry in your coffee.
Okay.
And then last but certainly not least, vanilla.
Which is the most common. What does vanilla do?
So vanilla is attraction.
Wait, I thought raspberries were attraction.
So raspberries are like the wall of attraction where you're like bringing lots of different things to you. Vanilla is like sexy
the
attraction.
The love attraction.
Yeah. If you want more love.
That's why you light a vanilla candle when you're in college in your dorm room.
Is that what?
Yeah. Every mom gives their kid a vanilla candle. It's to make it not stink. But it also brings in the ladies.
Brings in love. So it also, because so it makes you where you're more susceptible to love, right?
Okay.
And then bountiful money. So if you're looking to bring money towards you, vanilla is your jam.
If you want money or a significant other, you better have some vanilla candles in
Absolutely.
Your area.
Or cream.
No, and creamer in your coffee. Vanilla creamer.
Because we're making potions.
But we don't drink, you drink it black, and I drink it blacker than black. Like mine is so hardcore. Because I'm tough stuff, like you chainsaw. I put a chainsaw in there.
What kind of thing are you bringing to you with a chainsaw in your potion?
I put in heavy cream now. Super heavy cream.
Super heavy cream.
Like whipping cream style heavy cream.
Yeah, and it's fun because the baristas in our area are now like, oh, hi, Ty. Instead of being like, weird.
Here's all your heavy cream.
What's this
dude doing?
Would
you like any coffee in your heavy cream this morning? So, all right, I love it. I love all those things.
Yeah, so This is how you make your potion in the morning to set the lens that will help you manifest your day.
Okay, I like it. That was a good coffee segment.
Yeah, see?
You come up with it. So Jesse took over the coffee segments on this new reboot.
Mm-hmm.
They're better.
They're
way better.
It has a lot of pumpkin spice in it, though.
A lot of pumpkin spice.
A lot of them have pumpkin spice
in
them.
And a lot of magic. A lot of witchy magic. But that's okay. I like witchy magic.
It's good.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Well, let's get into action plan. Get back on manifesting. You're going to teach us how to do it the right way.
Yep.
So we don't end up bankrupt and broke.
Yeah. Or correct? Duped by a money duped. Scheme.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
Let's hope you make the most of it, my boy.
All right, bring it home. Let us know how to do this.
So first you need to be clear about what you're wanting to manifest.
Clear about what? Like really clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I want a Lamborghini.
But that seems like it doesn't have a good underlying intention.
Exactly, because the second thing is make sure it is really what you want.
Yeah, because you get a fancy car or a big house and then it turns into a normal car or a normal house. Everything's relative.
Yeah.
So you got to know why you want those big things.
Yeah, so...
Men don't want to be rich. They just want to be richer than other men.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's a nice quote.
That was Milton, I think, but I don't know.
I was like, did you steal that from somebody? Because it's pretty good.
I did.
But we want to know what exactly we're doing and why we're doing it. I want people to wave because I want my neighborhood to be happy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to keep waving,
mm-hmm.
whether people wave back at me or not.
Because you want a happy neighborhood, not because you want attention from people.
Exactly.
You want a happy neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's really, you want to make sure that you're being very clear. And that's where these vision boards, I'm not bagging on the vision board. I'd love myself a good vision board as well.
Sure.
But the idea of the big house and the car and they The Secret has that thing where the guy put his house on there and then he bought the exact house because there was a magazine article or something on
it. Sure, I get it.
And I'm just like, okay, maybe, I guess. But do you actually need that big house? Is that what you really wanted?
Or do you just want security and de-stressing of your current hard 9-to-5 life?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So make sure that whatever you're deciding is something that you specifically want and you're doing it for the right reasons.
Okay.
And then comes the hard part. You go do good things.
Oh, that sounds...
I know.
That sounds like a lot of work.
You do good things... You are happy about doing it. You're happy towards the world and your environment. And as you do that, you actually start taking steps in the right direction. And those steps are skill development.
Okay. So you have a positive attitude about it.
Good. And yeah,
and
positive attitude.
And that makes it easier to build the skill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the opportunities start arising and you become lucky.
Exactly. Because that's preparation is your skill building, is your positive attitude, is seeing the world as a good place. And then that meets the opportunities that the universe is going to be throwing your way.
Okay.
And then you're going to believe that it happens because humans are self-fulfilling prophecy machines. So if you really, truly in the fiber of your bones believe that it's going to happen, it absolutely will.
Okay. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do?
Well, and it's
the easiest one ever.
There's things you can do. You can light a candle every morning with the idea. You can journal. You can do a vision board. You can do these different things.
This habit you kind of incorporate into other habits that we've had. So the journaling habit or the meditation habit or whatever it is, just kind of incorporate this piece onto there.
Yeah, because you want it to be genuine to you. And the idea is that if you're living a good, happy life, even if you're in hard circumstances now, if you continue that happy, positive outlook, you're going to move into a happier, positive environment, whatever and however that ends up being.
And if your intentions are good, they're usually a lot less selfish. And when things are less selfish and more selfless, you usually get more fulfillment anyway.
Yeah, because you're benefiting not just yourself, but others. And that's really what life is about.
Oh, man. That doesn't sound as... I thought you were going to get me Lamborghinis.
I know. I'm so sorry. Where would we put a Lamborghini? Aren't they kind of flat and huge? Like, have a big footprint.
I don't know. Maybe do they have a big footprint?
I thought
they
did.
They got big engines in them.
That's true. Maybe they're kind of small.
I would park it on the street. I wouldn't put it in the garage. On the street so everybody can see.
Someone's going to scratch a Lamborghini and you're going to lose it.
No, I don't. I'm not going to buy a Lamborghini.
Wait, are you... You're laughing like you were...
Yeah, I've been looking all morning when we talked about this episode. I got them up on my screen right now, just so everybody knows.
Oh, my goodness. They're so expensive.
Well, I love it. This was great.
Yeah.
This is perfect. So, really, get your head... I got to get my head in the game and clearly define my intentions behind my manifesting. Because everybody does that. What if I won the lottery 4 times?
Yeah,
what if I would have lived in the big, giant house up on the hill? Well, why? Why do you want those things?
Yeah, and the why is the most important there. Because then... It depends on really what it is. And then if you can change your outlook to be more positive and helpful to your entire environment, then everybody's better for it. That's fantastic.
And then you'll probably get the underlying thing that you want, not just the surface level thing. And you might get the big house and Lamborghinis.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Great.
And it's great and you love it. And you take your Lamborghini on parades and everybody gets to see it and everybody loves you for it. And then you wave on the parade and everybody waves back because
everybody waves back.
So you heard it. You heard it here. If you want people to wave at you, follow Jesse's 3-step program, and you'll get the waves. So, all right, that's it. That's all we got for manifesting.
That's all we do.
All right, I like it. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. So go out there and
build a better you.
Thanks, guys.